It's not going to be a long time, just a few short words. If the children get upset and cry, you're welcome to take them out. And there is a creche. Now, I don't mind them crying. I can talk over that. Somebody said to me, if a church hasn't got crying, it's dying. Ooh. So feel free to burst into tears at any moment during this sermon. My bank did something really cool yesterday. Now, you'll never hear people say that very often. But my bank did something really, really cool. When I rang up and I got all these passwords written down. No, I haven't really got them written down. We've all got them written down, haven't we? We've all got them written down. Don't write your passwords down. Now, how do you remember them if you don't write them all down? You can't. So I've got all my passwords. I said, Mr. Roy, we don't need your passwords. Why don't you need my passwords? Because we know your voice. Oh. Of all the people in all the world, it knows me. Isn't that incredible? For years we've been saying to people, you're special to God. God knows you. He said, of all the people in all the world, how can he know me? This is just a bit of computer software that we invented. God knows each one of us. And the Bible tells us today that we're like sheep in God's flock. And he knows each one of us. And what we've got to do is try to listen carefully for his voice speaking to us, because he knows us and he talks to us individually. It's absolutely remarkable stuff. Now, the passage today is about shepherding and sheep. The trouble is, well, probably not me, the closest you come to a sheep is eating it, isn't it? Probably. Well, eating it or running it over. It's one of the two, isn't it? We don't do sheep very easy. Has anyone been to a petting place where you pet the sheep? Yeah? Oh, well, some of you have been close to sheep. Some of you have been. Has any of the children been to a petting thing and sheep? You have, you see. That's wonderful. Let's say you know about sheep and you know the lovely, lovely sheep. Let's try and think about, because we've got to try and throw our minds back to when Jesus was talking. When he was talking about himself as being like a shepherd. What would a shepherd do for a sheep? Now, it hasn't changed very much. My daughter was looking after sheep a few summers ago, and she did it on a quad bike. And they ran all around the hills. The shepherds at Jesus' time wouldn't have had quad bikes, but they would have done the same kinds of things. And I've got three things down that a shepherd does for sheep. Three kinds of things a shepherd does for sheep. And see if we've got the same kind of things in mind. Can anyone tell me what a shepherd, children, this is a family service, and I'll stop crying. Three things a shepherd might do for a sheep. Any of the children? Yes, here. Feed the sheep. Feeding the sheep. That's wonderful. Let's see if I've got that one down. I have. I've got feeding sheep. And not just feeding them, but what else would a shepherd do for the sheep? Water. Look after them. Yeah, that's really good. And the word that I've got for feeding the sheep, giving the water to the sheep, and looking after the sheep is caring. Caring, that's right. Do you remember when Jesus was with Peter, the Apostle Peter? Peter had let him down really, really badly. He kind of said, oh, I don't know Jesus, when they arrested him. Oh, I don't know Jesus. Who's that Jesus? I've never seen him in my life. And afterwards, Jesus forgave Peter and he said, Peter, tend my sheep. Tend my sheep. And what Jesus meant was look after them. Feed them, water them, look after them. Tending sheep. Okay, that's a good one. What else might a shepherd do for sheep besides tending them? It's an interesting word. What is it? Protecting them. I've got that one as well. You've gone straight to the right word, protecting them. Tending and protecting them. We tend to think sometimes that God doesn't want us to be fulfilled and happy. He wants us to serve him, as if serving is sort of groveling. It's quite interesting that in our reading today, at the end of the reading, Jesus talks about us having life in all of its fullness. Did you hear that in the reading? He wants us to have life in all of its fullness. And I think of a shepherd. They used to get the sheep at the end of the day, used to put them in a pen to protect them at night, so that because it actually gets quite cold, even in the Holy Land at night, especially in winter. And they used to put them in a pen and look after them, keep them warm. And as the sheep were coming into the pen, the shepherd would look at the sheep and he would see if they've got any scars or, you know, they've been caught in rabbits. And he'd anoint them with oil. And there's a lovely passage from Psalm 23. It says, "He anointeth my head with oil." It's a beautiful passage. And it's about God caring for us, looking after us, wanting us to have life in all of its abundance and fullness. Caring for us and wanting us to be fulfilled. So it's very important. So tending is very important. Protecting is very important. Jesus in the passage today talks about people who wanted to hurt the sheep. Now there are people whose voices we could listen to who would lead us on pathways that are not good for our lives. There are choices that we can make that are not great for our lives. Things that we can do, decisions we can make, which sometimes we make even though we know they're not the right ones. So one of the things that we have to do is listen to Jesus' voice so we can make the right decisions. Try and make a decision, thinking and praying. And when we pray, we don't expect that God's going to say, "Oh no, do that." But as we pray, as we bring things before God and say, "What should I do about this?" and seeking the right thing in a prayerful manner like that, then God can sometimes lead us in right ways. And that's one of the ways that God protects us and helps us to make the right decision. So I've got tending, I've got protecting, and I've got one more. And it's quite an easy one if you think about it. What's that? What's that mean? What's that? Shearing? Oh, I'm not shearing. Loving. Well, that's in protecting and tending. No. Well, it's sort of. It's kind of, come back. All that kind of stuff, isn't it? It's herding. Did you watch Country File a few weeks ago? There were young people who were being trained to do dogs. Now, shepherds didn't have dogs in those days. But it's quite interesting that the shepherds used to lead the sheep. You know, you drive cattle, you go, whoa, like this, and you horses and all that kind of stuff. But you lead sheep. And in those days, they didn't have dogs. They didn't have 4x4s to round them up and everything. But they used to lead the sheep. And it's quite interesting because apparently a shepherd could lead his sheep from the mountains down to a pool where the sheep would all drink. Then when he was ready to go back up into the mountains, there'd be lots of sheep from other shepherds. But he would go, "Come on, sheep." And all his sheep would follow him. How amazing that they would be able to. And one of the things that Christ does is gather us together. He brings us together in fellowship so that we have others. And here today, we are gathered together. And Ollie's been brought into God's family. So, here's the conclusion. Jesus tells us that from among all the different voices that we can hear, we have to listen for his voice. His voice is unique and different. And just as our shepherd in today's story would speak to the sheep individually, so Jesus speaks to each one of us individually. And we have to listen for his voice. Perhaps you know, or you are somebody, whose God has been walking with throughout your life. And you recognize the voice of Jesus, and you try to listen, and you try to follow his voice. We do this as we're obedient to his commands, and we seek to follow his ways. Or you might be somebody who's never listened to the voice of Jesus before. When we are lost, Jesus will call to us. And the good shepherd will go out and look for us, whether he's exhausted or not. Because no sheep is expendable. Every single one of us is precious. No sheep can be lost. So God is not going to give up on any one of us. God is relentless and seeks us out. Or you might be a sheep that's gone astray. And at those times, we need to remember that we have a good shepherd, that we are not necessarily good sheep. God loves every sheep, whether it's a good sheep or a naughty sheep. He's a good shepherd who loves us despite our failings. And the wonderful thing about the good news, the Christian gospel that we sing about this morning, that we hear about in our readings, is that Jesus died for every one of us, good sheep or naughty sheep. And God loves us in spite of our wanderings, whether we get stuck in brambles or fall into ditches or walk across busy roads. These are reassuring words that God loves us. He made us individual and special. He knows our voice, and we should listen to his. Amen.